Oh. Alright, that's the end of that story. I never saw those people again. Thanks. Fuck. Now listen, I'm not going to tell you who the gentleman in that story was, but I will give you a vague idea of what he looks like. Our next act of the night, he has a wonderful podcast. You can find it on his website. You can find it on Spotify. It's Newfoundland Boy. Please put your hands together for the very funny, my good friend, Wayne Jones, everybody.
Do you want to blast for this?
No, it's fine.
Oh shit, my bad, sorry.
That's funny. Good intro.
Yeah, I still get contacted by the manager of that hotel in Stavanger because the bill wasn't paid. I figured the guy coming up was going to pay the bill. But some things, you know, just don't go the way you think they're going to go. So I was a super nerdy kid, and so I'm going to start the act with some math. Does anyone know what a square root is in math? Like, give me an example.
Square root of 2 is 4.
Yeah, exactly. So the square root of 4 is 2. Okay. Square root of 9 is 3. When I was a kid, I'm talking about 12 or 13. I used to spend an inordinate amount of time doing the square root of 2, which is what they call an irrational number. It just goes on and on. So I would work it out. There's a way you can work it out on paper. So I would work out the square root of 2. I would tape together these papers that were like 3 feet by 4 feet. Then I'd take the square root of 2, which is 1.4142135, and multiply it by itself and get 1.9999999. So that explains why a lot of adults at the time said that fucker is never getting laid. Because, you know, he's like, do they have a nerd association here? He gotta be the president, or the VP at least, right? So, even as a kid. So, that's how that worked. And Tanner was mentioned earlier about being a virgin. Turns out, coincidentally, that I was planning on talking about that as well. Not Tanner's virginity, I have nothing to do with it. Yeah, although, if he buys me a drink, we'll see what happens. But, I was 24 before I had sex with a human being. Which, no, I didn't have a sex with a dog before. Before I had sex. 24, that's how old I was. And it turned out to be the woman I ended up marrying. So I had to wait a long time. I went all through university, never got laid, had opportunities. I was too stupid, basically. Any nerd that was doing the square root of 2 when he was 12 doesn't recognize any flirting later in life, right? I had women who were basically, the occasional woman would make hints. I had no fucking idea what they were hinting at, so I had to wait till 24. When I got married on my honeymoon, I went to Cape Cod, which was nice, but my wife, lovely person, prudish. So this is, as they say in comedy, this is a true story. She didn't want us staying in our room. We're in this beautiful B&B in Cape Cod, staying too late, after breakfast, because the staff might make speculation about what we were up to. And I thought, I didn't say at the time, because I was too nerdy and unconfident. I thought, what the fuck are we? We're on our honeymoon. We're fucking like rabbits. That's what we're doing. I don't care if people figure that out. So that didn't turn out good. So that's why my marriage only lasted about a year and a half. But I did have other relationships after that. I went, probably one of the more memorable ones, I had a relationship of about a year or so with a bona fide nymphomaniac. And that was both a lot of fun and very wet. I had to wash a lot of sheets during that relationship. It was great though. I'd highly recommend the thing about being in a relationship with an infomaniac is that you better know what you're doing sexually, but if you can keep her happy, she will fucking adore you. And I managed to do that. So, but it involved a lot of wet pillows and stuff being thrown in the laundry, and we had to take this off the bed now, and oh, are you going to put that in there? That kind of thing. It involved a lot of stuff that I hadn't had experience with. So, the other thing sexually in my life is that when I was in university, I met guys who like, and women who, like they had met their true love in high school, and they were still in their 20s, and they had this long period of a relationship, probably went on to get married. And I consider it more normal, maybe just me, but to have long periods of abstinence where you don't have a girlfriend and you've got to take care of your business yourself, kind of thing. Long periods of that. So that's how it worked. Like, I didn't have a girlfriend on July 1st, break up, and then July 3rd, you've got another girlfriend. Didn't work that way. So I would have these long periods where I was alone. And so I sort of envied them in a way, but I also thought, Jesus Christ, the person you met in high school, when I was in high school, I knew shit about shit, right? I knew things academically, but as a person, I knew fuck all. So the whole idea of marrying the person that you met in high school when you were, say, 17, and living for the next 60 years together, it's horrifying to me. So I like those periods of abstinence that I have. And I think there's a word, I don't know what it is, you young kids might know, but there's a word for enforced abstinence, like where you're...
Riz.
What's it called?
Riz?
No, but I think there's a word for it.
Oh, incel?
Yes, incel, exactly. Yes.
I confuse Riz with incel. Yes. Easier.
So yeah, so I was an incel. I was an incel before the term even existed. I was an incel for several times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear it for abstinence. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so I was telling you about my honeymoon, which is not very exciting. Just really terrible. I hoped that I would have sexual relations. I did occasionally, but not enough, frankly. So. And now, as you can see, I'm an older gentleman, if I can use a euphemism. Or as Tanner said the other night, old fuck.
We totally told you that.
And I'm also a person of size.
Oh.
Which Tanner also mocked and said he was a fat fuck. That's how you get his attention.
Yeah. I thought you were going down the size queen road, but
no. So I'm both old and fat, and that's why when I pulled up here tonight, the string of women on the street, they stopped traffic, the whole thing, they had to keep them off, I had to kind of do like this, the whole thing, terrible, yeah, very terrible. So, but what I did do this past week was, I don't know if anyone here has been on, oh, thanks, Tanner, I just used you for some material.
Oh, I was laughing in the bathroom. That was amazing.
For anyone, I don't know if anyone's ever been on dating sites. Has anyone ever been on dating sites? Yeah, and I appreciate the tepid response to that, because dating sites are fucking cesspools. Because I've been on them, you go off, it's sort of like the incel thing. You go off, you go on, you go off, you go on, and you don't find anything in there. But now this is a true thing. There's a thing in Newfoundland now in St. John's called speed dating.
Hey, yes.
There's a Newfoundland speed dating they do, and they divide it up by age group. So just this past week, they had finally my age group, which is 95 to 105. So I was able to participate, and I misunderstood the whole concept. I thought speed dating, I thought they were going to give you a little crystal meth, a little speed, and that everyone would do that, And then everyone would wander around, touching people, hallucinating a bit, maybe. And then eventually out of that, there would come a girlfriend kind of thing, something like that. It turns out it's not like that. They have 10 tables set up, and you sort of, the men go from table to table, and that's the way they do it. Definitely not what I expected. I mean, it was so dull, it kind of reminded me of my honeymoon. I felt right back there. Thanks for your time. That's all I have. Thank you.
Oops. Did that.
Yeah. That's Wayne Jones, everybody. Like that. Again, in case you didn't hear before, this podcast is Newfoundland Boy. You can find that everywhere you podcast. You didn't mention it, but Wayne German's working days was a librarian. And you can tell by the looks of him that he was one of these cool librarians that let you speak at a respectful volume.
Yeah.